This is your wake-up call.
The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's what day is it?
Thursday.
It's Thursday.
This guy here.
I couldn't remember. I'm not gonna lie.
He's about to say, guess what?
I don't know what I was about to say. I was driving in this morning. Like, what day is it?
Yeah, today is Thursday.
Okay, one more day to the weekend.
That's right. Day.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Get your ass up.
Technically, your weekend could start the day if you wanted to. This all depends how you choose to look at life. Now, everybody always says they need an extra day for the weekend.
Yes.
This is it?
Yeah, let the day be your extra day. Just, you got to go to work today and tomorrow, that's all.
All right.
Well, shout out to everybody that came out last night. I had my my finale birthday celebration, my birthday party.
At Ferrari.
At last night at Ferrari, which was amazing.
The car dealership?
Yes.
The showroom in New York City.
You are so disrespectful, man. First of all, Tiger gets his car repossessed. You buy it from him, the Ferrari. And then you actually go to the dealership to have a birthday party?
He actually had his Ferrari in the dealership.
That is so disrespectful.
Yeah.
What did Tiger do to you?
I keyed up the side.
Yeah, right. Now, shout out to Ferrari. They have never given the dealership away to anybody to use for anything. And they allowed me to have a birthday celebration in Ferrari, in New York City, during Fashion Week. It was amazing. Shout out to everybody that came out. We had a great time. We had drinks and hors d'oeuvres, and it was just amazing.
They had some pretty good drinks there, too, I must say. There was some drink with some ginger beer.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good in there.
They must be really happy you took that car off their hands, I guess. You know, it's a lot of money.
Help the economy.
Well, no, the car is actually sold out in the country. They just had a great conversation. I actually met them doing another corporate event, and we just kind of clicked, and we
Envy kept in touch.
Yeah, we became good friends, and they allowed me to do it, and we had a great birthday celebration, and it was amazing. I never thought about having a birthday party at a dealership, at a showroom like that, because they actually don't sell vehicles there. It's just a showroom, and they lent it to us, and we had a great time.
Thank goodness nothing crazy happened.
Yeah, thank goodness nothing crazy happened. Shout out to Fab.
Thank goodness Tiger ain't coming there wilding.
No.
All right.
Fabulous did come. Shout out to Fab. Fab came. Shout out to DJ Khloé. Angela Yee stopped through.
Young Dolph
came through. Shout out to Kent Jones. Fresher. It was a couple of people, but it was just a great time. Shout out to my assistant Sage and a friend Charisma for putting the whole shindig together. It was just a great time. It's not something I never expected. They allowed me to have the spot. They trusted me, and we really had a good time. I mean, it was
you Negroes knew how to act.
Well, we're glad your birthday's over now.
It is absolutely positively over. Shout out to F and Vodka. Shout out to the whole E-Mob. It was just a great event. I had a great time last night. Shout out to everybody who came out. A lot of family, a lot of friends. It was just a good event.
Well, it's also New York Fashion Week here in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually went to Emmy's event, but before that, I went to the Gucci store, to the Gucci Ghost.
Boy, y'all getting some money. Gucci, Ferrari, woo, woo!
Now, I love how they've rebranded Gucci. And shout out to Trouble Andrew, who is actually designing the Gucci Ghost, who actually is my best friend's husband. So that's really nice, Santi Gold. So shout out to both of them. They did a great job last night. It's interesting how it all came about for him. He used to do all these Gucci Ghost walls and tags everywhere. And when they called him, he thought that he was in trouble. He was going to get sued. Instead, they were like, we want to collaborate with you.
That's dope.
So now he designs for Gucci.
That's dope.
I'm designing a T-shirt for Mosimo from Target. And I'm actually going to have my birthday party in the Starbucks and Pizza Hut in Target. So
don't front. That Pizza Hut's amazing in Target. So I'm not even going to lie. You know what they had yesterday at the showroom?
In-N-Out Burger.
They had a $4.5 million Ferrari.
What's that mean to me?
They let people around it. They let people take pictures with it. I mean, nobody could afford it.
Oh, I didn't know that Ferrari was $4.5 million. I was standing on it.
I hope not. Oh. I hope not. That's going to come out of our money. That's going to come out of our money. But
all right, but listen, I just love to see great things happen for great people. So it was a fantastic week. So congratulations to everybody out there getting it.
That's right.
And Fabulous will be here this morning.
Yes, we're going to kick it with Fab this morning.
Yes.
We're going to talk to Fab about his new mixtape and, of course, the 15th anniversary of Ghetto Fabulous. That was his debut album. So we're going to talk to Fab in a little bit, but let's get some front page news. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Okay, great. What a way to start the day. It's Thursday. Hey.
I was out late.
I got both papers right here.
No, I have no idea.
Jesus All right, well, Christ. Here's Drake Controller. Mr. Breakfast Club, good morning. Special to me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in Thursday Night Football, that's tonight, the Jets play the Bills, all right? And let's talk about this officer who shoots a 13-year-old with a BB gun.
Well, not just shot him, but shot and killed a 13-year-old boy. They were responding to reports of an armed robbery last night, and in Columbus, police said the boy pulled a gun from his waistband. Later on, they did find out that it was a BB gun. Now, officers were calling into a report of an armed robbery in East Columbus, and they said a group of people approached a man and demanded money. One of them had a gun. Mm-hmm. That's when officers saw three males that matched the description. They tried to speak with them. Two of them ran. They followed them to an alley, tried to take them into custody, and they said one suspect pulled a gun from his waistband, and the officer shot and struck the suspect multiple times. That was 13-year-old Tyree King.
Well, guess what? You ain't getting no hashtag. He's not getting no hashtag because he was pump faking. You going out acting like you want to rob people, but you had a BB gun? Come
right,
on.
Well, they are still investigating the incident.
Why are you playing with your own life like that? Like, don't play with your own life running around trying to rob people with a BB gun. Because if it wasn't the police, you might have pulled the BB gun on somebody who had a real gun.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, you're not getting a hashtag.
Now, let's talk about this pastor. What did he do?
Well, this was in Flint, Michigan. A pastor was hosting Donald Trump at her church. And that is when Donald Trump started bashing Hillary Clinton. And the pastor actually had to interrupt Donald Trump because that's not what we're here for. We're here for speaking and thanking. He's supposed to be thanking everybody for what they've done in Flint. Instead, he was using that to give a political speech. I believe we have some audio.
Now, Hillary Clinton.
Mr. Trump, I invited you here to thank us for what we've done in Flint.
Okay.
Not
okay.
To give a political speech.
Okay, that's good. And I'm going to go back on the Flint. Okay. Flint's pain is a result of so many different failures. And frankly, Time magazine, they reported this year that the federal government, they've got a long way to go to bring Flint back. And I look at the damage done, and the damage can be taken care of.
What's that pastor name?
I don't know.
Drop one of Clues bombs to that pastor, even though that would be one of the most annoying pastors in church, because you come to church one Sunday morning and you're tired. She ain't going to let you sleep.
Nope.
As soon as you fall asleep a little bit, she's going to be the one come to pinch you or push you and wake you up. I know you ain't sleeping in church.
Well, that was Pastor Faith Green, Reverend Faith Green Timmons.
Drop one of Clues bombs for Reverend Faith Green Timmons.
All right.
Bethel United Methodist Church.
Keeping everybody on point in the house of the Lord.
And they also want to make sure you know that Trump's presence there is not an endorsement at all. It was a public event that was open to everybody. Donald Trump was supposed to be there to observe.
But you all kind of foolish if you think that a presidential candidate is going to stand up in front of any audience at this point in the game
and not try to promote
and not try to bash the other person. Like, come on. What do you think he's there for? Because he really wants to learn about the black church experience?
Nope. Yeah, right.
Stop it.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent right now, call us up. Maybe you're pissed off. Maybe you had a bad night. Whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the Mad Rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell them why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Andy, what's poppin'? It's Zonny.
Hey, what's up, bro? Tell them why you mad.
And they trying to reprimand that teacher in Atlanta for having a body. I just basically think it's racism because she black and she got a body.
It ain't no racism.
I don't know if it has to do with the color of her skin.
All I see is a bunch of badly built
chicks slandering her. I think if she was white and she had the same shape, it wouldn't be no problem.
I don't believe that.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Only people I see body shaming her is our own people.
Because I think if she was black with nobody, I think it would be a different situation.
I think
situation
the problem
too.
Is that picture happened to go viral. If there was no picture,
the problem is she can't tuck her ass and breast in. That's all.
Hello, who's this?
This is Sam from Newport News, Virginia.
Hey, 757. Why you mad, bro?
Man, I'm mad because yesterday I was hard at work, you know, working hard.
Why was you hard at work? What was you thinking about that had you hard at work?
You should be hard at work when you're working hard.
You shouldn't have erections at work, bro.
No, not like that. I was actually at the shooting range and keep getting these texts and messages telling me my house is on fire. Now, I know I ain't leaving nothing on, so I come to the condo. Person in front of me, their whole house is to a frame. My bottom stairs and kitchen was good, but you know, the upstairs would totally collapse.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Sorry about that, bro.
That's awful.
By the way, I have acquired my grandmother's paranoia. My grandmother, when she would leave a house, she would always think she left something plugged up or left the oven on. I am the same exact way.
Yeah, I'm the same way, too.
I'd be like, check and see if I unplugged the iron.
I check everything.
Is the eyes of the oven off? I do that.
You'll go back
crazy.
Home if you're like, I don't
Absolutely.
Know if I don't remember
Me too.
If I...
Me too.
Absolutely.
Hello, who's this?
It's Carlton from Florida.
Carlton, tell him why you're mad.
Man, I'm mad because I hired this 47-year-old man. He promised me he was going to be a good worker, and I hired him to work in the mornings with me. But all of a sudden, all this week, he's been calling out on me, and he said he got a doctor's appointment because he threw his back out because he'd been working too hard with us, and he can't handle it. So now I got to work his shift a double today and go in on Sunday and before my flight, my business flight, that I had to go out in New Orleans for next week and train somebody new to run my store next week.
Damn, he got you.
You should have bought a younger slave, sir. Should have bought you a young, able-bodied slave.
Funny thing was, he was white, too.
See? Should have got you a nice, young, white slave. All right?
You're stupid.
What's wrong with you?
Hello.
Hiring these old slaves.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Sean from Roxbury in Boston.
Sean, tell her why you mad.
Yo, I'm mad as crap, man. You know how you put your food in the fridge, man? I went to work, man. I was like, good, I'm having me a nice plate when I get home. Man, my son ate it, man.
Yo, don't you want to just whoop his ass? How old's your son?
He's 15, man.
Oh, you can whoop his ass. He should know better than to touch the leftovers, man.
The question is, why wasn't there any other food in the house for him to eat? Why he had to eat your leftovers? That's the question.
No, Charlamagne, you know, man, the kids like to eat your food, man. Leave their food for later, man.
Yeah, clearly somebody else wasn't making dinner last night.
My goodness.
What was it?
It was the bomb, man. It was rice, pork chop with some yams on the side, man.
That smells so good.
No pork on my fork.
Yeah, no thanks.
I'll take the yams, though.
Hey, well, Angela, watch they steal your salad. You're going to be mad.
Yeah, you're right. I would be.
All right.
What salad?
I don't know. What are you talking about? Tell
him
why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can call us at any time. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Sorry Beyonce. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
Don't ever mention Charlamagne's name.
What happened?
What are you talking about?
You don't want me to call you Charlamagne?
No.
Okay, Leonard?
I was listening to Kanye rant on Cudi just now.
Yeah, what happened? We're going to talk
about that in rumors, but Kid Cudi started it with a Twitter rant, and then Kanye, I guess, caught wind of it and addressed it during his show.
Yeah, Kid Cudi seems a little disgruntled. The thing about being disgruntled, right, if you were signed to my label,
right,
and you were disgruntled, and you're no longer signed to my label, and you're still disgruntled and still blaming me, and you're not signed to me no more, the problem's probably you. I'm just saying.
Well, we don't know what went on between them. And, of course, Kid Cudi always vents, so, you know, that's who he is.
Yeah, but you can't.
It makes for interesting rumors.
You can't blame me for your problems no more. I'm not with you. You're not signed to me. Like, I can't all. I'm your problem when you're signed to me. I'm your problem when you're not signed to me. Like, eh. But I like Cudi, though. I still like Kanye's rant. Kanye said, I wore skinny jeans first.
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
He said, I wore skinny jeans.
Yes, he did,
you're
man.
Lying, don't, we have it in rumors
you're
next. Don't worry.
You're lying. All right. Well, what else are we talking about in rumors?
I mean, that's pretty much the bulk of what we're talking about. Unless you want to talk about this alleged, very sophisticated child sexual abuse operation that Michael Jackson ran, according to Wade Robson.
Whoa.
Oh, boy. All right.
And Fabulous next hour.
And Fabulous will be joining us next hour. So don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Kid Cudi was getting some things off his chest on Twitter yesterday. He said, I need y'all to know I got so many haters within the industry, and these clowns know I'm about to crush their entire existence.
Uh-oh.
Everyone thinks they're so great talking top five and be having 30 people write songs for them. Let me tell you something. The days of the effery are over. The fake ones won't be lasting too much longer. I'm the one they worry about because they know I don't give a F about the corny ish they do. And then he shouted out all his youngins out here, ASAP Rocky, the whole ASAP family, Travis Scott, Super Duper Kyle, Audio Push, Hit-Boy, etc. I see y'all. And then he said, and all you jealous, chicken-hearted ishes, I see you too. I am the culture. I keep silent because I don't ever want to come off like some angry hater. But today, not only do I feel fantastic, I'm feeling like taking over. My tweets apply to who they apply, Ye, Drake, whoever. These N-words don't give a F about me, and they ain't effing with me. N-words keep you close when they see how powerful you are by yourself, when they see your greatness out of fear. I've been loyal to those who haven't been to me, and that ends now. Now I'm your threat. Anybody got an issue with my words? I'm glad if you feel me. Don't be scared to use your voice. I was for so long out of blind loyalty. From here, I'll let the music speak as you were.
I wasn't mad at any of that. You got to throw rocks at the throne sometime. You know, he got an album coming out.
And everything.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
Well, I'll tell you who was mad at that. Kanye actually stopped during his show. He was performing I Don't Like. And here's what he had to say.
You know how many people wish they could be sad to good music? Did they like change? I got two energy for you, bro. Why y'all got to be coming at me? This ain't the end of the Malcolm X movie. I'm out here fighting for y'all. Creators, independent thinkers, don't ever mention my name in a bad manner. None of y'all.
I understand where Kanye's coming from, too.
Why? Because he wore skinny jeans first?
I can understand, but my thing with Cuddy is if you was upset at Kanye when you were signed to him and you're upset at Kanye now and you're not signed to him, then you might be the problem. You might be your issue.
If Kid Cudi has an issue with somebody, I guess he could say whatever he feels.
Absolutely.
Like at the same time and just be ready for them to fire back.
Absolutely. But I know one thing. Cudi got to back up those tweets with some amazing-ass music. If not, that's just another Twitter rant that will have the same life expectancy of a stinky fart.
Now, Kanye also said, you mad because I'm doing songs with Drake? Ain't nobody telling Ye who to do songs with, okay? He said, respect the God.
Respect the God.
Now, Drake also responded. He gave some jabs, too, while he was performing. Check it out.
Well, you didn't wait too high. You need to cut him. Real talk.
All right, relax, Drake.
He said, boy, you're getting way too high.
You got to do better than that, Drake. I mean,
that was
come
a good staff.
That was
cool. That was good staff. Stop hating on the light skin,
bro. He also reportedly said, I heard boys were talking down today. Shout out to my brother Kanye West. We both got sold out shows.
Nah, that's a good one. See, that's a nice, solid
that's
nice, solid, accurate, factual. You on Twitter ranting, we both got sold out shows tonight. That's solid.
That's both.
Trying to turn Cudi in the Cudi.
I like that. You're too high, you need to cut it.
Red bone reach.
Well, I guess Kid Cudi had before revealed that he had some issues using drugs. So that's probably why he said, boy, you're getting way too high.
But don't Kanye and Drake, shouldn't both of them be used to that by now? Because, I mean, what I mean by that is, like, when you're going to throw rocks at somebody, you're going to throw rocks at the guys that are at the top, right?
Yeah, but they still like to respond. Ain't nothing wrong with responding.
That's wrong with it. Nothing.
Right. Especially because he named their names specifically.
That's right. Yeah, but it got to be in raps. Twitter rants, stage rants,
all
that.
Well, Kid Cudi said he's going to let the music speak from here on out.
Well, let's see.
All right. Now, Wade Robson has said that Michael Jackson ran the most sophisticated child sexual abuse operation in history.
Michael Jackson need to cut it.
Wade Robson, as we all know, he's the celebrity choreographer, and he said that he was abused for 7 years, and that abuse ended only when he started showing signs of puberty, and Michael Jackson was no longer interested in him sexually.
That's so. Michael don't like pubic hair? Why do y'all do this to Michael?
He didn't say pubic hair, he said puberty.
What do you think you get when you go through puberty?
A deeper voice.
Yes.
Yeah, you do get pubic hair. You're right. And you do get pubic
hair. Wade Robson has done an amended complaint to his lawsuit against MJJ Productions. He said MJJ Productions and MJJ Ventures were held out to the public to be businesses dedicated to creating and distributing multimedia entertainment by Michael Jackson. However, in fact, they actually serve dual purposes. The thinly veiled, covert second purpose of these businesses was to operate as a child sexual abuse operation specifically designed to locate, attract, lure, and seduce child sexual
abuse. Like Jerry Sandusky's football camp was. All those years.
I guess you can say that.
Wait, Robinson need the cutties.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee. A lot went on yesterday.
I see.
They got to leave Michael alone, man. Michael's dead. He's not here to defend himself.
People are broke. They're trying to get some extra bread.
Trying
to get some money.
Well, he's saying that he didn't realize that he was abused until he actually started going through therapy, and he had a nervous breakdown, and that's when he recalled everything.
And that was recently?
It's a few years ago.
What, he thought he liked it up until he went to therapy?
Or maybe he, you know, a lot of times sexual abuse victims do black things out of their mind, which is a fact.
Okay.
I'm not saying that's what happened with him, but I'm saying that is an occurrence.
Yeah, we'll never really know if Michael was in the little boy butt struggle.
All right. Thank you for those rumors, G. When we come back, Fabulous will be joining us, and we'll kick it with Fabulous.
Never
when we
saw
come back.
Michael with a flaming butthole,
Stop
by the way.
Stop it, man.
Just
don't
throw
move.
That out there.
Fabulous when we come back.
His
it's the Breakfast Club.
Fire,
good morning. Stop it, y'all. That was One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, and we got to do it the right way.
F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S.
Oh, man. People still do that, man.
Fabulous is in the building.
Just what's celebrated up, the 15th year anniversary of Ghetto Fabulous.
Yeah, it officially makes me old, like really old now.
No, it doesn't. You were so young when it first came out.
There's not many people who celebrate 15th of anything in hip-hop, so that's...
That's good. That means you have longevity. You'd rather celebrate 15 years than, you know... 15 years since you fell off.
But at the same time, you have to know, like, damn, he really been around 15 years. Like,
long time.
I thought the Ghetto Fabulous Facts was dope, though, because we all got first with Fabulous. Like, Fabulous was my first ever radio interview.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Period.
Yeah, we got history. Me and Envy go way back in my career. Angela, I don't really
have
any history with you.
Yeah, me and Fab.
Which is good and bad, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. What can I say my Fab first is?
You don't have any Fab firsts.
Let me see.
Just the outcast of the interview right now.
Yeah, I don't have
any. When the first time you met Fabby?
All right, I'm going to be honest. Like,
uh-oh.
When I was on the road with working with Shady, you were on the Rock the Mic tour. But Fab's not like an approachable guy, so I would see
him. I was
about
to say, I probably didn't even speak to you back then.
I would see him every day, but he would be standing with, you know, two people.
I come from that era, though. Like, I come from that era, like, you just mind your business. Mm-hmm. And then I'm from New York, so New York is kind of like standoffish too.
Right,
but
so
now
no
it's
eye
different
contact,
now. You know
no,
mean?
Nothing. Everybody else is friendly.
Don't try to look like it's just me. Who
everybody
else?
Was so nice on that tour. I was hanging out.
I was trying to
Jones.
Hit or something. That's why.
I was there with them every day, but Fab was the only person that was kind of like to himself, you know. So we don't.
You said
have
that any. Was Rock the Mic though.
I think it was when 50 and Jay-Z were on tour together.
Yeah, that's Rock the Mic.
Yeah.
Oh, you kind of.
I was on
a little. Years in the game.
She got some miles on her.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to call her old. Like, I was trying to find a way that you brought the miles in. Yeah,
we neck and neck here, you know.
Okay.
But no, it was I was working with Shady at the time. So, but I do remember seeing Fab on that tour, but I didn't really know him. And it was weird because we both are from Brooklyn, you know.
What's your Fab first, Envy?
I have a couple. I think one was we actually sold our first beat was on Fab's album. Mm-hmm. I remember Clue called me and said that Fab was working on his debut album. And I knew Fab used to come in my mom's basement and do freestyles.
That's what I was going to say. I remember going in his basement doing freestyles. Like, this is before, like, real studios.
Right.
This is when you're really in somebody's basement and there's sneakers around. And
the same basement Nori used to be in with you?
Yeah, Nori was in that basement. Fat Joe was in the basement.
You owe your mom a lot, bro.
Yeah,
do.
I know.
Good home, man.
Yeah.
My mom would never allow this kind of stuff.
So this
my mom
the original, the basement.
Freeway was there. Beanie Siegel. Like, there was a
everybody,
lot of people.
Everybody. All kind of rappers
bunch
coming
of felons.
In. Yeah, all kind of. And moms didn't say nothing.
Moms didn't say nothing, nah. She'd make Kool-Aid and bring the Kool-Aid downstairs. But I think we sold the first beat, and Fab gave me $10,000 for the beat.
Wow.
And that was on Ghetto Fabulous.
That was on Ghetto Fabulous. The bad guy, Pain in the Ass, was on the intro. I DJed for him on tour, and I made $150 plus per diem. Per show.
Yo, why you keep dropping these numbers, man? Like?
Yo,
he said 10 grand for the beat.
That was probably getting G's and G's and G's. He gave you $150. And
yo, here comes the shade. The shady side of the room over here.
And I remember that was the first time I actually went on the road. We had a tour bus, and it was only like 4 or 5 of us. Mm-hmm. And that's when I think we all became family. We would run with each other. We would fight with each other. When one got into a fight, we all got into a fight. When one left the club, we all left the club. But that was a great.
Y'all ain't all help Beanie when he hit Clue on backstage, though.
I wasn't there.
Oh.
I think I was there at that time. But it really started out. Y'all know the story. It was like they were playing or something like that. Beans at that time, too, was one of them people like you'd be playing and he start playing too rough. That's what happened. And he played too rough and punched Clue in the mouth.
I always wondered, the album dropped on 9/11. Prior to the tragedy of that day, was there ever any worries about dropping the same day as Hov's Blueprint?
No, actually, Hov pulled a sneaky move and moved his album up a week.
Really?
Because he really was supposed to come out the next week.
Was that like some competition
thing?
I
forgot about that. No, I don't really know. I remember when I first woke up that morning, somebody called me and was like, yo, everything is canceled. I was like, damn it, Hov. I thought Hov, like, sabotaged everything.
Oh, you hadn't turned the TV on yet?
Yeah, I hadn't seen what I just woke up to the phone call, and then I was like, oh. Then they're like, yo, turn on the TV and see what happened. And as soon as I turned on the TV, the second plane was flying in. And I was like, I didn't even think it was real. Like, I'm like, what is this? Is this a movie or something? And it was like, nah. And that's when I kind of like got into the loop of everything. And like the album kind of went on like on the back burner for a minute. And you just trying to see what was going on. You kept watching it over and over. You know, I went to where I grew up at. And from the rooftops in my projects, you could see the World Trade Center. And it was smoking. And you know what I mean? So we was just really concerned about what was going on. Because you didn't know if it was some kind of, you know, New York. You always look at New York like it's like a place that terrorists would attack. Or like, you know what I'm saying? So we were kind of like not knowing what was going to really happen. And, you know, the album wasn't a main.
But it still did good. It did what in this first week?
It did 140-something, 145.
The label was buying records back then, too.
Yeah, definitely probably was. But that wasn't a huge number that I felt the label bought. You know what I'm saying? I had a lot of people who told me they still went out and supported it, even, like, out of town. Like, you know, it wasn't as hard hit as New York was. So, like, I remember Big Sean told me a story that he went out. I cherish this story because he said he bought mine over Blueprint. But that was because he was a little bit younger. You know what I'm saying? Big Sean, like Jay-Z is still an older artist of that time. So, like, if you was younger, you probably bought Fab. And if you was a real hip-hop fan, you bought both. Or if you was really a Jay-Z fan, you bought Jay.
I was looking at it this morning because Angelique had bought it up. The Ghetto Fabulous didn't get great reviews when it dropped.
It didn't. I think it was a mixed reviews and people was, you know... Even at that time, I would honestly say, like, I didn't know how to put an album together. I came kind of from the mixtapes and, you know, I knew how to rap and I think people saw that I had talent in rapping, but I didn't know about constructing a project. I don't even know if Clue and Duro did really. Like,
it was
everybody's first, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, mixtapes in that time, we were doing freestyles to be on a DJ's mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Mixtapes now, you kind of construct your own project, your own, you know what I'm saying? Like Kendrick Lamar's first mixtape probably was like an album. It wasn't even like, so by the time they get to an album process now, they've already had semi-albums even to, you know what I'm saying? It's like they're already ahead of, you know, constructing a whole project. So Ghetto Fabulous was like, you know, my semi-project to become making projects, you know what I'm saying?
So why do you do so many mixtapes and not albums? Because your mixtapes are pretty much albums.
Mixtapes have a different freedom for me. Like, somebody told me my mixtapes generate energy for me like somebody's first single would. I use a mixtape to do that.
It's not sample clearances, because you be sampling some dope-ass records.
Yeah, when you sample 90s music and stuff like that, it's layers of sample clearances. We just had a song where it was me, Trey, Songs, Nicki. And Nicki Minaj, and it was LL.
Do me sample.
Yeah,
doing it.
And we couldn't really clear it. That was one of the reasons that my last album didn't come out, because we were banking on that. You know who owns this sample? Grace Jones.
Oh, really? Wow.
And she wouldn't clear it.
How the hell did LL get it cleared?
Yeah, here's a story. LL and Lior, I believe, went to Grace Jones. This is the story I've been told. Mm-hmm. Had a conversation with her. She decided to clear it, but she wanted to be in the video. She wanted to be a part. They agreed. LL shot the video. Never called her, never got. So I guess she might be low-key pissed. I'm having to be on Def Jam too, so it's another Def Jam person or conversation. So she's really like, get the fuck out of here.
Grace Jones made LL take his shirt off and lick his lips and all that shit. Just to get that video clip.
All right, we got more with Fabulous when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake, Rihanna, Too Good. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got the homie Fabulous in the building. Now, one thing we hear about Fab all the time is I hear it all the time, that Fab could have been a bigger artist. Why do you think that Fab hasn't been a bigger artist?
I don't know, man. I can't. I think I did pretty well. I'm
consistent.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't compromise myself, too. I don't compromise my cool. I don't compromise who I am to be other things. I'm not concentrated on fame. Like, you know what I mean? I do what I do, and I think at this point, everybody knows me and knows what I do, so it's not about me trying to be more. I mean, not to say, like, I'm just satisfied or I just, you know, complacent or whatever, but, like, I'm not chasing the fame or the hype, or I'm just who I am, and I'm cool with that.
We talked about that last time you were here, how you are cool, but you're, like, super cool.
Yeah, sometimes too cool. Like my son is another version of me. Like he's too cool. Like he's like it's almost embarrassing sometimes. Like
he don't be excited for nothing.
Yeah, like you know what I mean. He in a car dancing to the people's music, and then when like we get in front of Beyonce, he just like.
Like she nobody.
Yeah,
but you make that sound so nonchalant in front of Beyonce. I thought you were about to say in front of a teacher or something.
Yeah, but
some
you
people
know,
at the church.
It gets embarrassing because you'd be like, he acting
like,
crazy.
I promise he loves
yeah,
you.
Yeah. He'd be like, yeah, why you ain't say nothing to Puff? Why you just close on you like? I guess he gets that demeanor from me, you know, and mm-hmm. your kids trying to take after you.
I kind of feel like your consistency and longevity put you on that level, though. Like, everything everybody says, you like, you're supposed to be bigger. I kind of feel like now it seems that way because you've been around and consistent for so long.
And I think sometimes, somebody told me that it's, like, expected or something. Like, when you do something or if you have a dope line or if you have a good song, it's like, oh, yeah, that's Fab. He's supposed to have. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not a
well, people forget,
a thing.
Though. A lot of people wouldn't put Fab in the top five. But then when you hear him, you'd be like, he deserves to be in that top
I hear
five.
More people right. saying that now. Maybe because of social media, I hear more people showing appreciation. For the bars now.
I do. I still think people forget, though. I think every time I put something out or do something, it's like a wake up. Like, but I don't think it's, you know what I mean? When people say they top five, they automatically, you know what I mean? They're going to say, hey, Jay-Z. They're going to say, yeah, they always had a, but then somebody may bring up and you'll be like, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, I become that.
Even with Meek and Nicki, when we were doing the Friday freestyles, they tweeted, damn, Fab got bars. I've been like, he's always had these bars. They never went anywhere.
It's like the gift and the curse of it. I think it kind of gets overshadowed, and then sometimes you know you gotta wake people up to it. But I can't feel bitter. Like I'm not gonna like sit and whine or complain that I don't get enough recognition. It just is what it is, and it actually sometimes just makes you work a little bit harder. You know what I mean? Let me keep doing what I do, just so that you know I stay on my level.
Could it be also because a lot of the records that were released nationally and commercially were female sounding records and you don't typically get the
I think so.
That you would get, you know what I mean? Because we hear you, you're known for the chick records.
Right.
But people forget about the street records.
Yeah, but in that time too, I think radio records played a big part of mm-hmm. you being successful too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Ja Rule's biggest records were radio records as well. That was my lane, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, I think also too, I got a little versatility. I think that gets overlooked too because mm-hmm. I'm one of the few people that could rapping a lot of different lanes. Like Jay-Z gave me Make Me Better because he felt like that wasn't his kind of record. Like,
oh, he had that record for us?
Mm-hmm.
The joint with Neil?
Yep.
Wow.
With Neil on the hook and everything. He was just like, this
why
is like,
you though?
Because like, he felt like this is a Fab record.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not a Jay record.
So Eve gave up that record and Jay gave up that record?
Yep. When Jay gave up, I don't even think he knew Eve had it. He gave it to us. We thought we was in the thing. And then we found out of nowhere Eve had it.
Damn.
Now, you did a record on Summertime Shootout 2 called Ashanti. Mm-hmm. You must follow her on Instagram and see what we see.
I actually don't, but I'm cool with Ashanti.
Not tell me that lie. I heard the record. You talking about her curves and all kinds of stuff.
So Ashanti's always been curvy, though, right?
I don't know. Instagram made it. She blocked me on Twitter, too, by the way. I don't know.
Why did she block you? I don't know.
I'm very
upset. Maybe it was an accident.
That. No, it wasn't.
You didn't say nothing bad about Ashanti.
I didn't. The only thing I said was, uh-oh. I can't believe y'all got Ashanti walking around here not pregnant yet.
Yeah. Ashanti don't have no kids.
No. What inspired that record?
I'm a wordplay guy, so like I could flip a lot of things off of Ashanti's songs and what she's done, and you know what I mean? It was still also relatable because I felt like Ashanti was a dope element in R&B when she came in. You know, I always respected her and what she did in the game, and you know, kind
of. Do you give her like a heads up ahead of time, like, oh, just
nah,
so you know, I'm putting.
You don't follow her on Instagram? You don't know what you're missing, my brother. If she blocked me on Instagram, I'd be devastated.
She didn't block you.
No, she didn't block me on Instagram.
Okay.
Just Twitter.
Not yet.
She gonna block you now.
No, man. Damn.
Block him.
Social media has helped you a lot. First, it was Twitter with your personality,
mm-hmm.
and now Instagram.
Yeah.
And, you know, Envy wants to know, when did your family start copying his family with the matching outfits?
I didn't say that.
He's been talking about it for at least a month, Fab. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yo.
That's a
at least
damn
a month.
Lie.
He may not bring at least a month.
First of all.
That's a damn. Don't even answer that. You know that's
ye,
a lie.
Am I lying? Yee?
He did say.
I was waiting.
I'm like,
we about 25 minutes in. He ain't brought it up yet.
I think me and my family been stunting on the gram for a little minute now.
Especially on Halloween.
Yep.
Don't.
I'm not feeding
don't
it.
Don't
I just got it because after the interview is out, people gonna be like, Fab,
did
I'm telling
say,
you.
When can our families combine and we all dress alike?
We could do a family little trip. We could do a family trip
And then we just have, like, a big super, like, class photo of everybody with all. That's going to look, crazy. But
is it a slight battle going on, though?
Nah, it's not really a battle.
Whoa.
Your family don't got nothing.
Yeah. Oh, Kevin Hart? Kevin Hart,
dude. That is my guy.
I think I seen a post where it was like Kevin Hart and his son and Envy and his son. It was like
side by side. These family battles going on.
Who wore better?
Nah, Fab's the homie. All right, but let's get into a Fabulous mini mix. Let me know your favorite joint off Ghetto Fabulous album. We're going to do a mini mix for the boy Fab. He's in the building. Call us up right now or at DJ Envy. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was a Fabulous mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club. Fabulous is in the building. Now, Yee?
Now, one thing you never got caught up in is hip hop beef. I'll say that. Like, I never see no back and forth. Nobody.
Play the Ray J call.
All I'm saying is, if you got Fab number, tell that Nick send a picture of his face right now. I swear to God, he running from me right now.
Ray J shit is still like the funniest.
One of the funniest things ever.
Yeah.
Fab got shot.
Fab got shot.
I don't think it was a hip hop beef.
Yeah, that's not it. I'm talking about like on records, people going at Fab, Fab having to respond. If somebody ever took
early
a jab at you, would you?
Early on.
That was like little kiddie stuff.
Yeah, early
like
on.
Really, truthfully, like I show respect, so like I expect like respect and like I'm never like on my high horse when people see. When I see new artists, I congratulate them. You know what I mean? I know how it is to come into some and everything is spiraling really fast and everybody wants something from you. Nobody even just be like congratulating them or they feel like, you know what I'm saying? The young artists, they get one time to be young and new. I just try to show respect and hopefully I get respect in return. That's the only time I'm taken out of my, like who I am. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like if people disrespect me or try to take advantage of me or any kind of way, that's when.
It seemed like the you and Jadakiss freestyle, it seemed like y'all were jabbing at each other. Everybody was saying
me
that.
And Kiss?
Yeah, you and Kiss.
Nah,
not at all.
Kiss is my Kiss is my guy. We actually about to put out a project.
Y'all been saying that for 2 years. Freddie versus Jason. Come on,
fam. Who's holding it up?
Yeah, it's a long time.
Y'all been saying that for at least two. It's been at least 2 years. Freddie versus Jason, yo.
Definitely.
Y'all got hacks made, but no music.
Definitely been 2 years.
About a year and a half.
Listen, man.
And they said a tour.
When you announce that you want to do something, people think it's coming out tomorrow. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's this microwave generation that we in, but you know, we actually have a couple songs and it's gonna come. I want to try to bring it around Halloween. I think that Freddie versus Jason thing would be a cool.
Oh man, y'all gonna get dressed up like Freddie and Jason too?
I can't give all the secrets away. You can't
don't
get the
give
whole recipe.
No ideas for his family on Halloween.
<family. laughs>
<Yeah. All right.
laughs> So when you say a couple. Mm-hmm. You mean two? You mean five? You
mean I mean
six?
Two.
A couple
two.
Is two.
I mean two.
It's not going to be that mini record. It might be 8 to 10.
Like an EP?
Gotcha. Yeah, it's going to be like a, you know, a little vanity project, something cool.
That ain't coming out to, that ain't coming Halloween. Now, what about writing for artists?
I've done it in the past, but I like to work and work on my show. I love working with other people. I'm sure y'all have heard thousands of collaborations I did, but you know what I'm saying? Writing for people, it's a different thing, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a different energy, and I feel like if you write songs, like if you write R&B or you write songs like that, it's easier.
Like
to
a write. Pop
when
song.
You write rap, you know what I'm saying? It's a different thing.
You don't want to throw back and do something with Lil Mo just because?
I am. I mean, Mo kind of like, she still loves to sing. Like,
yeah,
that's her,
she still
that's
can
thing.
Sing her
yeah,
ass off.
She's mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a voice, you got a voice. You know, Mo got like 30 kids.
Yeah,
like,
they
so.
All dress alike.
She can't even do the envy thing that way. Like, you can't even find that many outfits for that many kids.
Everybody
got to
wear
a
white
tee. Yeah,
white
tee. You can just do something simple. You know? But she's very family oriented. And Mo has been supporting me all the way through. And from the beginning, when we did Superwoman, Mo had like did features for Ja, Put It On Me, Joy. She had did Jay, she did Missy. And when her first single of her project, she was like, I want Fab. Mm-hmm. I want that kid that's rapping on the Clue mixtape. Mm-hmm. And she was persistent about it because at the time, they was trying to even persuade her, like, what? Let's get Missy. Or she even had a song, let's make the Missy song. And she was like, no, I want to make Superwoman and we got to get Fab and we got to shoot the video on Fab. So her being persistent because she was feeling me is, you know, partially helped me to be where I am. So I always looked at that and I really always appreciated her for that.
This is my last question. Are you really part Spanish or Dominican or something?
I am, but I just was raised more black. So,
but they make it seem like you're like really Dominican, like Fab's Dominican.
I mean,
it's half and half.
Yeah, I really am, but
because you could be top three Dominican rappers right now, like our Spanish. I'm serious. Like it could be like you, Pun, and Joe.
Pun is not Dominican.
Pun is not
Dominican.
First of all, I might be number one on the Dominican. Maybe
number one Dominican rapper. Like, no doubt, you got that.
When you say what Spanish, then it's a couple layers, a couple people.
Spanish, you and Pun and Joe.
I don't know. I never try to go at that lane because I wasn't really raised in that. Like my mom,
you could have owned reggaeton, bro.
It's reggaeton. He doesn't whatever. Do reggaeton.
He's black. That's how you know he. He's saying everything wrong. He mixing Dominicans and Puerto Ricans. Like he just don't know.
He's the reason I can't spell
fabulous. He is on Wikipedia as a Dominican rapper, though.
Dominican rapper.
Huh? You are on Wikipedia.
No, he's not.
What?
He's listed on Wikipedia.
I put the Dominican flag on like my Air Force Ones, and after then it went crazy. Ooh. People was like, oh, you know, they kind of didn't know that. And I never really like grow up in the culture that way, you know what I'm saying? So I never tried to lean on it because, yeah, you know what I mean? Let me get some Spanish or Dominican fans. I didn't want to, you
is
know.
Is AZ Dominican?
AZ is.
He's listed here.
His
last name is Cruz.
Fab is on here.
His last name is Cruz, so he's definitely either Dominican.
Some of these people
Puerto
I don't know. They had Joel
Santana. You can't
Santana
neglect your
here.
Dominican side, bro.
I ain't neglecting it. I'm just not.
I never heard of this before. I never heard a person just not acknowledge their Dominicanness.
Did you know that Trina is part Dominican?
No way.
I didn't know that.
No.
Make sure
according
that
to
true.
This, Joel Santana is not Dominican.
Well, listen, Fab. Salute to the number one Dominican rapper in the game. Man. All right? My man, F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S.
Where did this interview go just now? How did we end up on Telemundo? Let's just go real quick.
That old Fabulito is celebrating his 15-year anniversary.
Make sure you pick up the old album and also pick up the new mixtape.
I clean my house with Fabuloso.
Now I'm going to get, like, boycotted by Dominicans. Hey, look,
you neglect your people. Next year they're going to want you on the
float. And I would have to say,
Dominican charity, you think?
Fab has never charged me for a record one time.
You only put out one album, bro.
But you took $10,000 from him, though.
What are you talking about?
Well, for the beat.
But he did charge me for a beat, though.
That's messed up. That should have been an exchange then, so he never charged you. You charged him $10,000?
Nah, Envy has done everything for me.
For $150.
There you go.
Hey, man, y'all Dominicans got to stick together, man.
It's fabulous. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report. Rumor report. This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So Magic Johnson's wife, Cookie Johnson, has her memoirs coming out. It's called Believing in Magic. All right. And they've been married for
great title.
25 years. So I know we all love reading memoirs up here. So she does talk about his HIV diagnosis and what it did to the family. She talks about how he couldn't remember how many women he had slept with. And she said they were only married for 45 days before she got the news.
Jesus, she's a trooper.
Yeah, she said, the book, which is coming out this month, she said, in just one moment, our world, this perfect union we'd fought so hard and so long to have, was obliterated. She said, I'm coming home early because I have to tell you something. And he said, I have to talk to you, but I'm on my way to the doctor's office right now. I'll tell you what's going on when I get home, Cookie. I can't tell you over the phone. Now, Cookie Johnson says that her husband's hushed words sent a chill creeping over my heart. She thought he had suffered a career-ending injury, wanted a divorce, or that he was leaving her. She asked him, well, what's wrong? Do you have AIDS or something? And he did not reply.
Listen, that's why I put Magic Johnson right up there with Michael Jordan. I don't care what nobody says, because he played one-on-one with HIV, and he's been kicking HIV's ass for 25 years. Okay?
Yeah, she said that when he found out, he locked himself in a room and he called the long list of women that he'd been intimate with.
Ain't nobody got time for that. That's just like when
it's
you
a
take
long
when you
list of people.
When I took my HIV AIDS test a few times, well, the first time I ever took an HIV AIDS test, I tried to write down all the women I slept with and I got tired. So I know Magic. I know he didn't have that kind of time.
Well, yeah, I took mine and actually I did it in a van last year. You know how they have the mobile testing. So I was on location encouraging other people to get tested. Mm-hmm. So I had to do it too.
I took one yesterday, matter of fact.
I was like, God forbid something crazy happened and I don't know about. But
I got a physical yesterday and I had blood work.
Blood test, blood work, yep.
All right, now let's discuss this. Everybody's been talking about Kanye versus Kid Cudi and Drake versus Kid Cudi. Now, Kid Cudi went on Twitter, and he had a lot of things to say. He said, I need y'all to know I got so many haters within the industry, and these clowns know I'm about to crush their entire existence. Everyone thinks they're so great, talking top five, and be having 30 people write songs for them. Then he also said, I'm the one they worry because they know I don't give a F about the corny-ish they do. And in case you were wondering who he was talking about, he said, my tweets apply to who they apply. Ye, Drake, whoever. Mm. These N-words don't give a F about me, and they ain't effing with me. All right, well,
Kid
I guess...
Kid Cudi needs to remember one thing, man.
What?
You can live through anything if magic made it.
All right, well, what? I guess Kanye caught wind of these tweets, and he stopped his show while performing I Don't Like to address Kid Cudi. Here's what he said.
You know how many people wish they could be sad to good music? Did they life change? Never forget that. I'm so hurt. I feel so disrespected. Kid Cudi, we two black men in a racist world. I wore skinny jeans first. I got called names before you, bro. Why y'all got me coming at me? This ain't the end of the Not the Best movie. I'm out here fighting for y'all. Don't never mention my name in a bad manner. No.
I have no problem with any of this, but it has to translate into music. Cudi has to back up those tweets with amazing music.
Well, Cudi does have a double disc 18-track album coming out.
When?
Supposed to be this month.
Because a Twitter rant, you know.
I don't know if it's coming out this month or not, but he also was signed to Good Music, as we all know. He left there in 2013. Now, here, Kanye also had some things to say about maybe Cudi doesn't like the fact that he worked with Drake.
Don't try to say who I can do songs with.
I like Cudi, but you can't bitch when you sign the Good Music, and then when you're not with Good Music, you're still bitching. Like maybe the problem could possibly be you, but he has to back up that Twitter rant with some music. If not, that Twitter rant is just a stinky fart, and stinky farts linger for a moment, but eventually they air out and we forget about them.
All right, well, remember that Kid Cudi also talked about people having 30 songwriters for them, and some people thought that was shots at Drake. He even mentioned Drake's names in the tweets. Well, here's what Drake said in the middle of his show.
Well, you didn't wait too high, you need a Cudi.
Drake had one writer for that bar.
He had one writer for that bar.
So we'll see how the rest of this transpires. Okay, and let's discuss Halle Berry. Who does she think is hot? And if Halle Berry ever calls you out and talks about you, you should definitely try to somehow contact her.
Who does she say?
I love Michael B. Jordan. I've seen Creed 6 times now just to watch Michael B. Jordan.
Wow.
Do his thing.
She shot a shot, bro.
That's when
Vintage Vagina shoots a shot. If you don't know what Vintage Vagina is, it's any woman that's over the age of 40 that's aging like wine. But Holly's something else because she's 50.
Yeah, she looks incredible.
Yeah, she's something else. Michael B. Jordan needs to be
even
on her
I have
phone
to say Michael
right
B. Jordan. You
now.
Need to try to get your people to reach out to her people, maybe send a DM something.
Call your PR, bro. Yeah, send a DM, hit her
it
up on Instagram.
Just pop up. It might just pop up.
Do what you got to do. And if you got a girl and she can't understand that you're stepping out with Halle Berry, then she's not the woman for
he
you.
He need to send her some flowers or somehow, some way. All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Is Halle married or trying to get back with her husband?
She is married, and they actually are not going to get divorced, but they've been separated. Her and Olivier Martinez. I don't know if they're going to work it out, but he has some anger management issues.
Okay.
Michael B. Jordan, make that move, bro. I know you don't really care for black women too much, Michael, but go.
Don't say that. Don't say that, man.
Go on and make that move, my brother. That's Halle Berry. You got to do that for the culture.
All right. That was the rumors. Now, Charlamagne, who are you giving that dunk to?
It's a Republican congressman named Steve King. I told myself I wasn't going to acknowledge anybody that's upset over the NFL protest, but I got to talk about this individual.
We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it of the day.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, September 15th, goes to Republican Congressman Steve King. Now, I had told myself I wasn't going to acknowledge anyone who is upset over the protests that have been going on in the NFL, people who have had things to say about Colin Kaepernick, simply because if you would rather talk about the actions of people not standing for the national anthem rather than talk about the social injustice going on,
that's causing them not to stand, then I would rather not talk to you, okay? I have said it over and over again. I care about actual patriotism, not symbols of patriotism like the flag. I would rather someone stand for poor and disenfranchised, oppressed people experiencing injustice than stand for the flag. That's just me. I care more about actual people than I do a flag. I mean, that's what humanity is, right? Inhumane, racist people who think their race is superior think otherwise, and they try to hide it under the guise of don't disrespect the flag. When you disrespect the flag, you're disrespecting the military. You're disrespecting cops. I wonder, do these people who say these things realize that African Americans, people of color, we fall under that flag too, right? Same way y'all think it's a lack of respect for cops and military. We think it's a lack of respect for us. But everybody gets empathy except for black people, so it seems. Okay, we start demanding justice. They tell us shut the hell up and be happy to be here. But even though I said I wouldn't address certain detractors of the protests, I have to acknowledge Steve King, okay? This Republican congressman from Iowa made an appearance on Newsmax TV on Wednesday where he equated Colin Kaepernick's silent protest of the national anthem to being sympathetic to ISIS. Let's hear it.
Colin Kaepernick is representing the San Francisco 49ers. When he puts on that uniform, when he steps out on the stage, the world stage, he's taken advantage of that. And he's undermining patriotism. I understand that he has an Islamic girlfriend that is his fiance, and that this has changed him. He's taken on some different political views along the way. This is activism that's sympathetic to ISIS.
Okay, let's unpack this, as the intellectuals say. Let's unpack this, okay? First of all, Steve King, all Muslim Americans aren't terrorists. That's number one. I'm sure you wouldn't want someone to look at all white men as racist, so let's not generalize and spread Islamophobia just to hide the fact. You really hate seeing someone stand up for the poor and disenfranchised and oppressed in this country, especially when that person is a person of color, okay? Steve King is spreading that fear of Muslims and Islam even after Colin Kaepernick dispelled rumors he had converted to Islam. Colin told USA Today on September 7th, "I have great respect for the religion, know a lot of people that are Muslim and are phenomenal people, but I think that rumor of conversion comes along with people's fear of this protest as well as Islamophobia in this country." Yes, Colin, I agree. First, they try to make him look unpatriotic, saying he's anti-military, anti-police, when all he really is anti-prejudice, anti-injustice. But now, not only do you want to make him look unpatriotic, you want to paint him as a full-blown terrorist, a Muslim extremist? In the words of Joe Biden, that's a bunch of malarkey, okay? Now, what was really ridiculous about this statement was this part right here.
This is activism that's sympathetic to ISIS.
Whoa.
Play it one more
time.
Come
on.
This is activism that's sympathetic to ISIS.
That is so ridiculous.
Come on, man. Mm-mm-mm. Colin Kaepernick's silent protest is sympathetic to ISIS.
Come on.
ISIS.
It's so ridiculous.
The terrorist organization that wants to destroy us all. Okay, that's who Colin Kaepernick is being sympathetic to. I could have sworn he was being sympathetic to people of color and oppressed people. Can we play back why Colin Kaepernick is doing this in the first place?
I'll continue to sit. I'm going to continue to stand with the people that are being oppressed. There's a lot of things that need to change. One specifically is police brutality. This stand wasn't for me. This stand wasn't because I feel like I'm being put down in any kind of way. This is because I'm seeing things happen to people that don't have a voice.
I heard no mention of ISIS.
Unless that's what ISIS stands for also. And I wasn't aware.
If I care about poor and disenfranchised people, oppressed people, people of color who are dying at the hands of police, if I care about those folks, I'm being sympathetic to ISIS? Yeah, you a minority. You down with ISIS?
Absolutely not.
Envy, you a minority. You a Dominican. You down with ISIS?
I am not Dominican, and I'm not down with ISIS.
Okay. I don't like how you had to say that you're not Dominican first. All right. Now, I'm not down with them. I'm just black. But if someone stands up to make sure we are all treated with equality and justice, they are now labeled as being sympathetic to ISIS. So in Steve King's eyes, black people are equivalent to a terrorist organization. That's what you're telling me? If I stand up to demand people of color get treated equally in this country, if I speak out against the injustice people of color are facing, I get told I'm sympathetic to ISIS? And it's people like this, with this mentality towards black people, who have the audacity, the unmitigated gall, to wonder why NFL players are protesting in the first place. Give Iowa Congressman Steve King the biggest hee-haw, please.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you for
question?
That donkey today. What?
Is the minority now the majority now?
What'd you say?
Like, as far as calling people minorities. Are we a majority?
Not African Americans.
But yeah, minorities isn't just African Americans, though.
People will be in by the year 2043, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. But don't quote me on that. I know nothing.
So it'll be a majority.
All right. Well, up next is Ask Ye. You want to speak to somebody who knows something? 800-585-1051. You need help with your relationship. You're going through some problems. 800-585-1051. Call Ye right now. She'll help you with your problems. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's 50. Go. That was DJ Khaled and Drake for Free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye if you need relationship advice. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha. Hey, what's Keisha. Your question for Ye?
Well, that sounded like a fake name the way you did that. This is Keisha.
I wasn't expecting you guys to pick up so fast.
Okay.
Me and my husband have been married for almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. We get along great. We talk every day. We're always together. We have a 7-year-old son. And we got into an argument over a dish towel, about him leaving the dish towel in the sink and dirty spaghetti water. And I didn't yell. I just told him, I'm not trying to nag. Can you stop doing that? Every time you do that, the dish towel starts to smell. And he said, there's soap in there. I'm like, no, it's not. He yelled, I yelled, I walked away. He walked downstairs and started washing the dishes. We didn't talk for like a week.
Him and his boyfriend. Over this little argument?
My God.
Right.
You need to cut it.
He went away with his boy for his birthday. And when he came back, he said that he didn't want to be married no more. He think we're better off being friends.
Wow. Yeah. What happened when he went away?
I don't know. He said he was thinking and he started crying and we bumped heads a lot, but it's always over something stupid like I just told you.
It's not funny. He went away with his side chick and his side chick put it on him.
So do you guys have small arguments a lot?
Maybe about every 3 to 4 months, yeah.
Okay, that's not too crazy, but that is how something small can escalate into something bigger. I think it's really important when you're in a relationship with somebody to learn how to argue effectively. Just like it's important to get along, you have to know that sometimes you are going to bump heads, but what happens when you do bump heads? How do you resolve those issues? And the problem is when both people are really stubborn, it does make things turn into something bigger. I do feel like, though, this is something that you guys should be able to work on. Do you feel like he went away and he was with somebody else or anything like that?
No, I know. He does this trip, a wrestling trip every year with his friends and his cousin and his brother. But he's always the type of person that divorce is not an option. We need to work it out. We need to talk. We always talk and laugh about the arguments. But mm-hmm. this time, it's like a different person came home.
Right.
He doesn't want to work it out. He doesn't even really care. He's walking around angry. We don't talk. He took off his ring.
Oh, my
gosh.
Like
it's been like a month now. So.
Do you feel like something? There's somebody else in the picture, or do you think it really is just about these arguments?
I don't know. I mean, a friend of mine told me he was maybe going through a midlife crisis because he just turned 40, and I read online about different things. It does kind of sound like that, like this one day they change everything and just want to change everything.
Got some young box on the side, Ma.
Well, now that might not necessarily be true, though. I won't say that he's cheating because sometimes people do go through things in their life. Is his friend single who he went away with?
Not his brother. His brother's not single, but the other two brothers are.
Because, you know, just like Chris Brown says, the grass ain't always greener on the other side. Sometimes you see other people, you're around other people that's single. It seems like they're having fun. You kind of look at it like, man, I didn't have a chance to do that. I've been with my girl for how long did you say?
We've been married 9, together 15.
That's a long time. He probably feels like he missed out since he was 25, you know, on a lot of things. And he's looking at his friends and like, oh, they're having so much fun. I never had a chance to do that. So that's how he's probably feeling. But what you maybe need to do now is, number one, clearly y'all have some issues with resolving your arguments, right?
The problem is when I sat down to find out what was wrong, the issues he are bringing up are like all brand new issues. Like, I'm outside cutting the grass and you're inside laying down.
Whoa. You was cutting grass.
No, she said he said that.
Oh, I'm about to say.
That's the point. He wants me to come out there and help him. I mean, I don't know much about that.
Girl,
I'm
stop.
Grass. I'm from New York.
Listen, you can learn how to cut grass. It ain't that hard. You just push the lawnmower.
It's fine, but I didn't know it was a big issue. It's like all these big issues that he never discussed, and he's wanting to speak his mind, so it's just confusing.
Okay.
It's like the strangers here.
This is what I recommend, because it does sound like he's going through something personal that probably has really not much to do with you, but maybe just certain things in your relationship is aggravating the situation. All right, sometimes for the good of our relationship, we have to be the bigger person. And being the bigger person, that means that you have to say, okay, you know what? Whatever it is that you need me to do, let me know, and I'm going to try to do whatever I can to make things work. And I'll communicate with you and tell you what I need from you, because I do want to make this work. I love you. Maybe you you need to go and do some special things. Do you do special things for him ever? Sometimes we take advantage of being in a relationship. We're comfortable. We've been together 15 years. I don't do anything that I, you know, that I used to do or anything new.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make him feel wanted. You got to make him feel sexy.
Okay.
Do you do that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, we actually, the weird part is, like, I'm 37, and we were trying to have another baby before I hit 40. So, I mean, we were literally trying, like, that day. We had an argument, and then he wants out. So, yeah. It's crazy.
Nah, he's probably just going through something right now if he all of a sudden wants that. But I think y'all need to come back together and find what it is that made you guys love each other. And even sometimes just bring your relationship to something different. Maybe not the norm. Maybe you guys are too used to each other, too adjusted. Maybe he has a side bitch. I don't know, but maybe you need to look into that too.
Yeah, I've been looking at it. I mean, I don't search his stuff. I did that early on in our relationship, but now I'm more secure. I know where he is. If I need to call him, I can talk to him. Not saying that he couldn't slip it in somewhere.
Right.
But
well,
if you don't
feel that, and if your instincts don't tell you that, then and you don't feel that that's an issue, then you need to work on these other issues.
Ignore his young side chick, ma, and fix your marriage.
Good luck, mama.
All right, thank you.
All right. Ask Ye 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake with Controller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. Let's go to the phone lines.
What's going on? It's Lee from Dayton.
Hey, what's your question for Ye?
And then my question is, so I don't really know how to address my brother, but my brother owed me $675. Because I bet him out of jail last month.
Go get your
I really don't know.
Stop it. Don't listen to him. So you want to figure out how to get your money back?
Yeah, so many words, but I want to be respectful about it and maintain, you know, a good relationship with my brother and everything. So
to ask for your money, you want to be respectful?
I mean, it's like...
I feel you, though, because I hate asking people for money that they owe me. I kind of feel like they should be like, hey, you know, I got that money I owe you, or communicate with me when you're going to be able to pay me back,
right,
whatever.
Right, right.
So I feel you on that. I think you should ask him this. Just say, hey, act like you need the money. Just be like, you know, I'm a little short on cash, so I just wanted to know, when can I expect you to pay me back the money you owe me, or, you know, at least let me know how much you could pay me as soon as possible.
And see, I tried that and everything, and then what he said was, he was like, well, man, you know, I'm messed up out here. I really ain't got no job. And I said, look, bro, I can get you on out here washing trucks and everything, because I work for the fire department. So I said, well, you can come over here and wash your trucks and everything, and you can make a nice amount of money, and you can just pay me back little by little. He don't want to do it. So it's driving me to the next step to say, like, look, man, it's going to have to get serious, but I'm trying not to take it there. So I'm trying to find an alternative route.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty foul of him, but does he really not have it?
I don't think he do, because you out here spending money on girls and everything, man. You got
spending
my money
on that's, girls?
That's the same thing I said.
Oh, hell no. You need to borrow some money from him.
Okay.
You need to be like, yo, man, let me hold a couple hundred. I really need it. I don't have nothing. I got to pay this bill. I don't know how I'm going to do it. You got to act like you dead, flat, broke, and just don't have it.
Okay.
But I will say this, especially when it comes to family, a lot of times when I loan money to family, I don't really expect to get it back.
Right. Well, see, only reason I expect to get this back is because me and my wife, we share finance, like a joint account.
Uh-huh.
So everything that's mine is hers. So long story short, we went in together and got him out, which was $1,000, but I paid it $600. He's supposed to pay the other $600.
Right.
So,
yeah, you got to tell him. You got to be like, look, you causing issues at home with me and my wife. You know, you got to at least pay me some of this money back, man. Whatever you could do, even if it's $50 right now, $50, you got to do it because it's causing a lot of issues at home. If you care about me, I'm your family. I care about you. That's why I'll do anything for you. I need you to help me out.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Good luck, bro. Ask Ye 800-585-1051. Now, Ye, we got rumors coming up.
How many people owe you money right now?
I really don't lend money anymore.
I'm telling you, it's hard.
I don't lend any money anymore.
All right, now let's talk about Naya Rivera. She talks about Big Sean and how she found out he was dating Ariana Grande. What was the time limit? Was there some type of overlap?
All right.
Also, Mary J. Blige and her husband / ex-manager. What's going on with that? I guess he wants some money.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Mary J. Blige, as we know, has filed for divorce from her husband, Ken Du. Now, she didn't want him to get any type of spousal support. And that's what she filed for in her petition. But Kandu has filed his response, and one of the things that they don't see eye to eye on is the spousal support. He wants her to pay that. And in her documents, she wants to block him from getting that.
I don't know how I feel about that, man.
That's a tough one. Like, he's a manager as well. That's a tough one.
Yeah, I mean, I think you should get some, you know, money, but not spousal support.
He also wants
her
to pay his lawyer's fees.
But you think about it. Think about it. You know, we're married. I really don't have my own career. I manage you, so I get a percentage of you, which I really don't get because it's usually the same pot. We're not together.
Living lovely because of me.
Listen, I'm all for equality. Don't get me wrong. I love when men get their money, but it just... I think it's because Mary J. Blige, I'm biased.
I know, you feel bad.
Do that to Mary J. Yeah, if it was anybody else, I'd be like, all right, you can't do that to Mary J., man. You just can't. Take what you came with
and
get on.
But the truth is, she makes more money. She's the breadwinner. So if it was a man that was the breadwinner, he would be paying spousal support, right?
Yes.
Listen, I'm usually all for men getting, you know, equal opportunity. The same opportunity women get.
Don't take money from Mary.
Don't take money from Mary. You can take money from anybody else. Not even just anybody else, but Mary. Mary, one of the people you can't take money from, Kendall. You look crazy, for real. You do. You got to fall back and just, you know, get what you had and keep it moving.
All right, now this made me sad. I was watching this video that Paris Jackson, Michael Jackson's daughter, had posted. And she's been online bullied, which is something that she talks about all the time. All this hatred in the world, and she talks about Justin Bieber, how he went into a downward spiral, and he gets so much hate for everybody that he dates, and his girlfriend Sophia is the sweetest girl, and people are telling her to kill herself. She said, I mean, we are human beings. Check out the video she posted.
I've tried the whole blocking the haters thing, but it's hard. It is when there's so much of it. I try to be nice to everybody that I meet. When I was 14, I got so much hatred. I tried to kill myself. And then I took like a 2-year break from social media, and people asked me to come back. So I did, and nothing changed. I'm just tired of it. When you say damaging things like that to people, it f*** them up.
I guess that's something you have to learn on your own, but social media is never going to change.
It is not. And
it's not the place to go take your problems. Misery loves company. The most negative digital D-heads want to ruin your day.
But now you can turn the comments off. You can do that now.
That's on Instagram. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm not going to lie. I was listening to her do this, and I did. She's only 18 years old, and people have been telling her all kinds of mean, hateful things since she was first. She's a child. Like, what is it? People are so...
Hey, man.
I don't understand it.
I agree. And the only advice I got for her is you can live through anything if magic made it.
What?
All right. Well, I felt really bad watching that. So, anyway, Naya Rivera, she talks about Big Sean. Now, you know, she has a book out, Sorry Not Sorry. And she talked about her and Big Sean breaking up. She said, we've been fighting for 5 straight days while he was traveling. And then on the one day he was back in L.A., he said he didn't want to see me. She said, well, a-hole, I've got a key to your house. And she said, I walk in, go downstairs, and guess what little girl is sitting cross-legged on the couch listening to music?
I would guess Ariana Grande.
You would be right. All right, she said, I learned I was no longer getting married from the internet and at the same time as the rest of the world. So that's how she found out that they had split up. She said, not only were we no longer getting married, but apparently we weren't even together anymore. So there you go. Ariana Grande, by the way, is now with Mac Miller, as everybody knows. And Big Sean is now moved on to Jhené Aiko.
Okay. Drop one of Clues bombs for Big Sean, man.
Life moves fast.
Big Sean is out here slaying everything but black women.
We haven't heard from Big Sean in a while. Usually calls.
Neither have black women.
Okay. Usually calls once in a while. Damn.
Man, I know more right now. Right now. He don't want to talk to us now.
Damn it, man.
In the middle of the Black Lives Matter movement, Big Sean, you ain't talked to a black girl yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, everybody has seen those Denzel Washington memes about his mustache, right? We've all seen the memes with Denzel. With
Uncle Denzel.
Yes.
Right. Well, Blockzilla actually talked to him about it and asked him what he thought about the memes. And you have to hear what his response was. Check it out.
How'd you feel when you saw yourself become an internet meme?
If I had my wallet, I'd show it to you. Because they didn't know what I was doing. Those who can, do. Those who can't, talk about those who can. Now, can you? Or can you not? Are you just one that sits on the sideline to talk about other people? Or can you step up?
First of all, drop on the Clues bomb for Blogzilla.
Drop the Blogzilla.
Blogzilla's doing great work out here.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And it's good to see that Detective Alonzo Harris did not get killed by the Russians. He survived that attempt on his life.
Oh, man.
And he is still alive and well, okay? Denzel was not here for the play-play. You hear
he
me?
He is not thinking it's funny.
That's grown man talking.
That's grown man
talking
right there. That's all right.
That wasn't nothing but a grown man talking to you right now.
That was definitely grown man talk right there.
I don't know nothing about no mimmies and no, OG? I'm the OG. I don't do IG. OGs don't do IG.
You sound like him a little bit. That was pretty good.
No, I don't.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Hold on, and drop one of Clues bombs for Michael B. Jordan, because you reported in a rumor report that Halle Berry.
Yep.
You know he made Halle his woman crush Wednesday yesterday. Michael ain't playing.
That's why he's shooting a shot.
Michael ain't playing, okay? Unlike Big Sean, Michael B. Jordan does like black women, okay?
All right. Well, the People's Choice mixes up next.
Wait, we didn't even address the situation with Charlamagne.
What
happened?
What situation am I in?
The response that you got after your Donkey of the Day yesterday.
Oh, then we're going to talk about that later.
Oh, the pastor?
We'll talk about that later.
Hashtag buttholes on fire.
Buttholes on fire.
He makes a lot of insinuations about Charlamagne that you guys.
He calls him some names, boy. All right, we'll talk about that later. But
can we please?
He ain't called me nothing. No, John, never been called before.
You right.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to our family on Revolt. We'll see you later.
Is there a group called the Flaming Buttholes?
Flaming Lips.
I don't know, but it should be. All right?
Can y'all stop with the buttholes, please?
Dr. Manning started it. What you got against buttholes? Everybody got one.
800-585-1051.
The
People's Choice
song?
Mixes up next.
Can I request the Flaming Buttholes and the People's Choice?
It's the Flaming Lips.
We're going to play that.
We're
going to play that Lil Wayne and that Young Jeezy and Drake. I'm going in. That's the first.
Can you play some Pretty Brown Eye?
Whoa.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.